Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get back, Loretta, 647, 13 till 7. Tim Zimmer bringing us back. Tim's under the weather today, not feeling well at all, coming back from vacation. I don't know what he did, but he got himself sick. So rain today and then rain tomorrow. I've not seen anything from the city about neutral ground parking, although they usually do that after it's too late. 70% chance for showers today and tomorrow. Then it clears out, cools off a little bit, highs only in the 70s. After Thursday, Willie Shih joins us now, professor of management practice at Harvard Business School. Talk about manufacturing returning to the United States. How you doing, professor?
Oh, good. How are you today, Tommy?
I'm okay, sir. Somebody texted in. I asked them about buying American. They said, I'm a mechanic. I still try to buy as many tools made in USA as I can. Channel Lock, Matthew Chisels, of course, Snap-on, but they're so high-priced. First of all, how easy is it to determine what is an American product these days?
Well, Tommy, it is getting more difficult because what you see is the import of a lot of partially finished or, you know, kind of intermediate goods things. There's a lot of stuff coming out of Mexico, for example. And, you know, I do the same thing. I try to buy American-made tools, but they are more expensive because, you know, costs are higher in the U.S. So it's kind of a mixed bag. It's tough these days, though.
When it comes to a consumer determining what's completely made in America, is there a way to do that, Professor?
Well, usually what you do is you look at the label on the box, and that will tell you there are sort of kind of import content rules. In order to be made in the U.S., you have to have a certain amount of its value added in the U.S. But, you know, in reality, a lot of parts and subcomponents, like you can have a car that is assembled in the U.S., but a lot of the parts are going to come from Mexico or China or Japan or all over the world, as a matter of fact. It might still be a made-in-the-U.S. car, but, you know, a lot of the subsystems have come from elsewhere.
So what can the new Trump administration do? Because I think we all would like it to be, well, not everybody, because of some of the social implications. But when it comes to manufacturing, you know, go back to the 40s or the 50s where you had the steel plants and churning out this and that and manufacturing that. And everything was bought in America, sold in America. God bless the USA, all that. But how likely is something like that to happen?
Well, I think it's tough. I think there are certain things that we will be able to make in the U.S. In fact, we continue to make in the U.S. Those tend to be high value-added products that have, you know, frankly, a little lower labor content, or the labor content is not a big part of the final cost. I always cite jet aircraft engines as a great example. Those are very high-value manufactured product. They're made in the U.S., The U.S. is a world leader in that area. And, you know, while there is substantial labor cost, it is not a dominant part of the product. Now, you go to the $29.95 blender that you find at your local Walmart, okay, and there's a lot of labor cost in that. Those aren't going to be made in the U.S. anytime in the foreseeable future, in my book.
And for people that want to buy American, I don't know if there is an option or not, but we were having this discussion last week. I don't know if it was with you, Professor. It's been a long couple of weeks, but about you can do it, but the labor, if you want to buy a product that is, say, labor intensive and it was made in the United States, you can do it now, but let's say clothing, for example. You're not going to get the price that you are on a jacket made in Vietnam or the Pacific Rim, correct?
That's right. You can buy, let's talk about shoes, for example. You can buy American-made athletic shoes. New Balance has a factory up here in Massachusetts that I visited a couple of years ago. But those shoes are more expensive, and they are usually made kind of custom for professional athletes because they're, you know, the labor cost is high, but, you know, people are willing to pay. If you want a low-cost jacket, you know, it's going to be hard to beat bringing it in from Bangladesh or Vietnam or Indonesia or somewhere like that, just because labor costs are such a substantial part of the overall cost of the product. It's just hard to beat when the U.S. costs 20, 30 times as much as doing something in the Far East.
Where do robotics fit in all of this? I was watching 60 Minutes the other night. A promo came on, and they were carving a statue with a robot. And I'm just wondering, as we talk about labor costs and advances, would robotics help in the United States manufacturing effort or not? But if it does, it's not going to lead to more manufacturing jobs, right, because it's robots that are doing it? Tell me about
that. Well, that's right. That's right. I mean, robots, if you go in most factories, what people will do is they'll use robots to replace labor on simple tasks. Okay, so for example, stacking boxes on a pallet. Most manufacturers are automating that with robots. And, you know, it's kind of back-breaking work in the first place, so you kind of like a robot to do that for you. Okay, but yes, it does replace those kind of simpler jobs, and it's all part of increasing productivity in manufacturing so you can be cost competitive with a higher cost labor force. Okay, so that's kind of the dilemma we face. You know, we need more and more productivity, but that means the jobs have to change.
So when it comes to clothing manufacturing, I'm just curious, they can't roboticize, and I just made that word up, Professor. Please feel free to claim it as your very own. They can't roboticize that? They can't have robots manufacture clothing?
Well, clothing is a tough one because it's, you know, and it's kind of common sense when you think about it, but it's a soft material. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what happens is when you try to handle it, it moves around, and that's very hard for robots to do these days, you know, because what you want is you want kind of hard materials that don't shift and you can do things in a very repeatable way. Soft materials have always been very hard to automate. Now, there is some level of automation when you think about basic sewing machines, okay, or machines that, you know, cut a whole stack of fabric and so on. But there's still, you know, guiding the fabric into the machine and so on. That's still, that's something that's very hard to automate. It's people are working on it, and they've been working on it for years, but it is a tough one.
As you say, that made me think of the old joke, traveling more than a cheap suit. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having
me,
Tom.
Have a good day. All right, Professor Willie Shee, Professor of Management Practice at Harvard Business School, 655. 5 till 7, rainy Tuesday morning. Let's look at traffic on WWL.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.